This week on the Face Off Hockey Show, you guessed it, we had some tech issues. It's going to be a little truncated edition. That's fine. We got a lot of entries to get through. We got a lot of country songs to get through. We got a lot of pick'em to start doing. The Face Off Hockey Show starts right now.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Choose your command. You have chosen
the Face Off Hockey Show.
I mean, hockey is my life. I've got on hockey underwear right now.
The Face Off Hockey Show. What? With Scotty Waz. Sean O.
And a breakaway. Face to face. There we go.
And the P-Boys. Johnny and Mark with a C.
Yeah, baby.
Here's your host for the Face Off Hockey Show, Scotty Waz.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to the Face Off Hockey Show for another fantastic, fine week. How are you doing? That's great. I can't hear your response. I'm joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, John P.
Whew. Made it.
Hey, look at that.
What? Mark was a C there.
I switched up. So, yeah. This week has been a shit show so far. Just throwing that out there.
No? Okay, sounds about right. All right.
Sorry, man. I mean, mine has been a literal shit show.
But nice.
Boom, yeah. So, yeah, we've had some tings and some stuff happen. So, there we go. We'll talk about that probably in a little bit. A little truncated edition. That's all fine and dandy. But, hey, guess what, kids? We got to get to our weeks real quick. Johnny.
Yeah. Week hasn't been great. It started off well. The weekend started off well. Had fun in Alexandria. And then... played soccer. Monday was pretty crap at work. Played soccer. We lost 4-0, and I got hit square in the face with a soccer ball.
Oof.
And then tonight, my computer down here decided it was going to restart itself and update some Windowsness that took over a half an hour to do. Tried to set up everything upstairs. Couldn't get that taken care of in 10 minutes. And bada bing, bada boom, half an hour late.
It happens. Here we are. We got here eventually.
I also can't see myself on the video, so we'll see.
That's
what
happens. Normal, though. You're not supposed to be able to see yourself, I don't think.
The only person that sees everything is the man in charge, and that's this guy right now.
Oh, well, you're usually the guy in charge. I'm normally in charge. I'm I can always see myself. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nope. So that's me. It's the SWAZZ. That's good. Well, at least you didn't break your face too much, I guess.
No, my lip is swollen. My top lip's swollen. Definitely got hit square in the mouth. Luckily was not concussed, at all, but, picked up the water bottle after getting hit and swished some water around, and we started the game back up because there wasn't much time left. And then I spit all the water out and it was all red.
Nice. That's using your face.
It was, I mean, I can't fault the guy though for hitting me in the face. I mean, it's not like he was trying to hit me in the face. He just kind of ramped up and caught me, but they were already up 4-0 and there's no reason to hit a soccer ball as hard as you can from 20 feet away.
No, it's really not. I don't know much about soccer. I know that's uncalled for.
That would be like you being up 4-0 and just ripping a slap shot from like the dots.
I have done that before. I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be like Scotty crossing the blue line and hitting a slap shot because normally he shoots from center ice.
Exactly. Anything over center is,
It's way too, it's out of line for center.
Yeah, you actually
way too close.
In the offensive zone.
Exactly. Once it's not an icing anymore, and then they're just like, oh, this isn't fair.
It's fine, though. It's fine. I'm wearing my DC United jersey this week in honor of Last Call RFK.
Yeah, fun times.
So the Legends game looked pretty cool. I watched that.
Yeah, seem pretty interesting.
I am putting down some Duclaw beer.
Excellent. Of course you are. You have like 85 cases left. So
true. They're like gremlins. If you get them warm, if you get them warm, they multiply.
There we go. Love it. All right, Mark with a C. You're dealing with poop too.
Yeah, it's crazy over here. Lots of poop. It's all now like the actual
poop.
It's not that like tarry poop anymore. So it's easier to clean up.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. That was one of the worst games. It was E.T., I think, was actually on the label for that. But yeah, everything's going okay. Not sleeping so much. But
you sound fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, currently this is the last week, without, I will be back at work, not next week, but the week after. So this is the second to last week, I should say. And when I say vacation, it's not a vacation. It's definitely not a vacation. I want to make that very clear. This is not a vacation. If I sound good, that's great. I also managed to hardwire the computer to the network. So hopefully, my microphone doesn't go out periodically. Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
To be fair, you sound a lot better. So like just on the little bit.
Like
so
the good. Human from a human standpoint or from an actual technology standpoint?
Oh no, from an actual technology standpoint. From a human standpoint, you're a bag of shit. Like
I know.
I can check that, Johnny. From a human standpoint it's a broadcast a large video. That's fine.
I think I did all that before I get kicked out the first time.
Yeah, no, the boxes are off. We're good. You sound great. We'll see how it goes.
Super duper neato gang. It only took me like 6 weeks.
How about we plug it in? 10 weeks.
So the best part about this is I was thinking about it today, right? And, you had always said, everything that I record sounds great. I don't know what is wrong with this microphone and this. And then we were the only ones hearing you all garbled up. But what was actually occurring was it was the internet.
It's probably the internet. I mean, granted, we don't know that anything's fixed yet, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
No, exactly.
It's very, very possible that
we don't test anything on this show. It's fixed.
No, it's fixed.
Ethernet cable, as opposed to Wi-Fi, could
well,
have.
Well, you also had two Wi-Fis going.
It's true. I did have I had an internal and I had bought an extra. External PCI card thinking that would improve my connectivity. Little did I know, I forgot to disable the old one before enabling the new one. So I had both Wi-Fi adapters going. I know that this is very hockey relevant. But let's see if IT, that's me also, fix the problem.
Perfect. Well, good. I'm glad you're sounding a little better. From an audio standpoint, you know, you sound like a new father, otherwise. So
yeah,
that's good.
Thank you.
For me, it was Minnesota, North Dakota weekend. Boy, howdy.
Big one.
It was dead gophers being thrown on the ice.
Actual dead gophers?
Legit dead gophers. Being thrown on the ice, electric, like I haven't heard an arena like that, like I did on Friday in a while. Like just everybody and their mother came out, people shouting at Minnesota fans shouting at North Dakota fans. It was a great, great time. So that was a thing. If you want more, you can hear about it on the Sodders from Bubble. We talked about that because it went to our rivalries and stuff being thrown on ice bits. What else did I do? That was about it this week. I had to go to a medical conference per my work. So Monday I went to my first ever medical conference. Boy, howdy, was that.
How's that make you feel?
Boy, I got a lot of free stuff. I'll tell you that much.
They give you the best pens.
Dude, I got like half a dozen pens. They had fidget spinners there. I didn't get one of those. I should have got one of those. In hindsight, I should have gotten a fidget spinner. Cause all the kids are doing it. They had tape measures. I'm like, well, what the fuck am I going to do with the tape measure? Lip balm. It was pretty amazing.
The weirdest thing that I got, when I went to one of those conferences, was mints in a like labeled like marketing type with our logo little plastic container.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, is it on the mint? Because that doesn't seem like it's a good idea.
Like, did they rebrand the mints? It was aftermarket mints that they just stuck a little sticker
I think they were aftermarket mints. I think that's what it was.
Wow. Fantastic.
Oh, actually, no. I'll take that back. I got a pair of Crocs.
Okay, even better.
Back when I interviewed for Northrop Grumman right out of high school, I know this isn't a medical conference, but what they gave me was a USB thumb drive. And it was, if I'm remembering correctly, I want to say it was like 64 megs or something like that. 64 megabyte thumb drive that could store absolutely nothing now. But back then it was like, oh my God, I can store all my things on it.
I know, that's like fantastic. The 2001, that's fantastic. I was going to say they're recruiting right out of high school. Like, damn, Mark.
Oh, I meant college.
Yeah, Mark's going to the NBA.
That's true. I was super smart.
Northrop Grumman guys are just ducking and dodging through the Yale Avenue and the crime that goes on there and just showing up just to see Mark engineer. It's amazing.
Yep. They were ducking and diving around Mark DeShera bombs.
Oh.
Trying to get to my car in the parking lot.
They're like, look at his wingspan.
I also purchased
tremendous potential.
I also purchased some ECHL swag. A little Swamp Robin swag right there.
Oh.
Nice. I also got a t-shirt that has the logo inside the state of South Carolina. So I got
How are Swamp Rabbits different than regular rabbits?
Well, the Swamp Rabbit is actually a train that runs from Greensville, South Carolina to, I think, the Appalachians. And then they just put a bunny on there because it's hilarious. So therein lies the name of the Swamp Rabbit.
Ooh. Well,
the train would also be called a weird mascot.
Wait, what was that, Johnny?
I said the train would be a weird mascot, I feel.
Would be. Just ask the Worcester HC Railers. They're a train mascot. It's weird. Mark, what did you say they could also be called?
Cane Cutter.
Mm.
Cane
Is that
cutter.
What happened when DDP faced off against Cane?
I think so.
Got a cane cutter.
So the only known predators for swamp rabbits are domestic dogs, mm-hmm. American alligators, not Australian, American alligators, and humans.
How can you tell?
I don't know.
Assuming by the accent.
The official genus name of the American alligator is Alligator Mississippinensis.
Penises.
That's a lot of penises.
I want you to try and pronounce this word. I just sent it to you guys. It's alligator and then that thing at the end.
Mississippi penises. Yeah, you're right. That just sounds.
Mississippi penises. Yeah, that's definitely what it says. Yeah.
Definitely use Mississippi penises, everybody.
MISSISSIPPIENES.
No,
NEENSIS.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yes, Mississippi enus. It's like maybe it's their center.
It's actually their senator, Mississippi Enos. He is a third term. It's amazing.
By the way, whoever determines what the conservation status is as far as the extinction list has listed the American alligator as the least concern.
I know. That's the best.
This is great. Like their rankings actually say least concern. You're fine. Yeah. Nobody needs to worry about you. There's probably too many of you, but
it's
we
like
can't.
A doctor's office.
Yeah, least concern.
We're least concerned with you, buddy. Don't worry about it. Well, good then. We're least concerned with the Mississippi penises. It's always good. Mm-hmm. But you should be the most concerned about those. But we'll get to that at a later time. All right. So that's the start of the hockey. Is the my trip to the hockey and another to the hockey, and then here we go. We're going into some. Fantastic news. There we go.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I saw we had a lot of injuries.
Oh boy, howdy do we. All right, so let's start off with Vegas, as both their goalies are down. Malcolm Subban is out 4 weeks. He is done with a lower body injury, whereas Marc-Andre Fleury is done with a concussion. He is out indefinitely, though people say he's going to be coming back. He's closer to coming back than ever before.
he's probably just gone until November is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right, well, give a kiss to his mother.
Don't call it a comeback, though.
Next week, but we should just do a Wyclef thing. He's going to be back next week.
Okay.
Because it's November 1st.
And we can also wake up the guy from Green Day.
Yeah, I said that joke and people yelled at me.
We had to wake him up earlier. Sorry.
Yeah.
Beginning of
October. I saw that. Yes. I saw that. People yelling.
Yeah, shocking. On Twitter. Yeah. Tuukka Rask.
Imagine that. People think they're funny.
I know. Tuukka Rask, concussion. He is week to week. Nolan Patrick, concussion. His status is unknown.
Wow. The concussion spotters had a tie this week.
Oh, yeah. So here's something away from the concussions. Ryan Spooner, and this sounds like a bad weekend for you, a groin adductor tear, 4 to 6 weeks.
Not good.
That's not good for business. David Schlemko
he won't be doing any Spooners.
No
Spooner. No Spooners.
Hardly know her. David Schlemko, hand surgery. He's out 3 to 4 weeks. Andre Burakovsky's got thumb surgery. He's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Is this the same hand he broke last year?
Who?
Burakovsky.
I don't know. It could have been.
I think it was his right hand he broke last year.
Yeah. What is this one? Left.
I have no idea. I just found out he was hurt.
Oh. So, yeah, 6 to 8 weeks for him. Jeff Carter got a deep cut to his leg. He is out indefinitely.
Mm. Was it the first cut?
It's the deepest.
The first cut, yeah, first cut is always the deepest.
But it allowed Brooks Likes to be signed, so we got that going for us. So congratulations to Brooks Likes. He is now a member of your Los Angeles Kings.
That means he'll probably win the cup and be on there with Jeff Schultz.
Exactly, if only. Zach Parise had back surgery. At first, people said he's going to be out 8 to 10 months. And then Mike Russo of The Athletic asked a doctor, and he laughed in Mike Russo's face. The doctor said at least 2 months to set it up. By the time he starts rehabilitation, we're looking at 3 months, 4 months down the line. So, Zach Parise, we hardly knew ye.
Wow, yeah. That's like season ending already.
Yeah. Patrick Eaves. Julian Barr syndrome.
You know, I read something about that. This is interesting. This is an interesting story.
So basically, he was feeling weak and all this other stuff, and then the doctor and the physicians and all that decided to take a deeper look at him. He went to hospital and all that stuff. So Julian Barr, I'm looking it up right now, just so I'm just specific about it. What it does is it attacks your body's immune system, by your nerves. So it's almost like a paralyzing situation. So symptoms are like pins and needles feelings on your toes and ankles and wrist and fingers, weakness in your legs, unsteady walking, rapid heart rate, lower high blood pressure, difficulty breathing. So, yeah. Julian Barr syndrome, he's recuperating in hospital. No timetable for his return. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Jeez. Julian Barr syndrome. Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's a bizarre situation. And Patrick Eaves, one of the better stories from last year with how he was able to revitalize his career with the Anaheim Ducks and also from not shaving. So we'll see how that goes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you had October 23rd for your Jaromir Jagr gets put in the IR, come collect your earnings as he is on the IR. Because he pulled his Jagr, ladies and gentlemen. Pulled Jagr. First pull Jagr of the season. You can put on the board. Yes! We all knew this was coming. Like a guy who didn't have training camp at all and then thrown into game situations. Shocked.
He's
shocked
46.
Yeah. His body might be breaking down. He's going to treat Calgary like Washington Part 2. Like, he really doesn't give a damn to get there. He's just going to hang out. And see what he can do.
That's fine. He's making money.
Yeah.
They're selling jerseys. Like, exactly. Both. Let's be honest. Both people are getting what they want out of it.
Exactly. And also, Bobby Ryan fractured his finger. He is out a month for your Ottawa Senators.
That is a ton of injuries for not even being November yet.
Yeah, man. We're getting to it. We're getting to it hard and deep. Gross. Erica Branson got suspended for a game for boarding Frankie Vetrano. That's been served. Alex Ovechkin, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Ovechkin sets an all-time OT winner record at 20 goals in OT. So good for him.
That's a lot.
How many goals do you think Wayne Gretzky would have had, though, if they had overtime?
They did have overtime.
Yeah, but if they really had overtime. This is they didn't play 4-on-4.
No.
Ovechkin's goal would have come 4-on-4.
Yeah, well, if they had that overtime.
I mean, that's only been recent, though, right? Like,
yeah, but I think, like, 10 of his goals have come at 4-on-4 hockey, probably, in overtime. I'm guessing.
4-on-3 with the power play, too. Be honest, like he's how many of those overtime goals are power play goals as well? Shane Doan has reportedly joined the NHL hockey ops department, like every retired NHL player.
Nice,
so good for him. Obviously, not going to be playing in the Olympics. There's all, people in Phoenix, Arizona are pissed off. They don't like it, so they have the Coyotes. They have dedicated their subreddit to just talking about the animal of the coyote. The Arizona Cardinals have done the same, too, to talk about the Cardinals. So, if you go on the subreddit, it's just pictures of coyotes and then talking about their atmosphere, I guess. I don't know.
Can we... There has to be a point where the internet has diminishing returns, right?
Nope.
Like, have we reached that point...
No, there's nothing.
Have we reached the point where there's too much shit on the internet and, like, you know, all of a sudden we're not exactly getting out of the internet what, you know, it was intended to be?
I don't know. I think this is hilarious. This is like a fan page just doing that kind of gimmick. We'll see how it goes. By the way, I just saw a thing on here on this story. Master P wants to help Kaepernick start new football league.
Sweet.
That's Johnny. That there is too much
critical mass for the internet.
Yep. Oh, Mark's problems aren't fixed.
Hookers.
It's fine. You just broke up a little bit.
So Master P, he's going to be starting the make him say, NFL. So congratulations to him.
I hope it's that. I hope it's UHHFL.
Is there a G in there? We don't know.
Yeah, there is. Master P's doing it. He is the G.
Yeah, he's the OG.
So the
ODB.
No, you can't see. I don't know. I can't sing ODB. Oddaby. By the way, the Devils have done something fantastic. Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this?
I don't believe I have.
Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? What am I talking about? let me see if I can get here. We can get to a little Scotty screen share brought to you by no one in particular. If I can get it up here. They make pills for that. So, the New Jersey
Scotty's
Devils.
Just setting up his own jokes at this
point. New Jersey Devils are wearing, as a team, the Violent Gentleman has given them David Putty shirts. So, it's the David Putty in face paint and says, "We're the Devils, we're the Devils," as from Seinfeld. So, I haven't seen if Violent Gentlemen are selling that on their online store, but there you go. They got the Devils. That's their team shirt. This is critical mass for the internet here, Johnny. I'm giving to all your critical mass.
I feel like we won't find out that we've already, like, crested the peak of the internet until it's too late.
Too late or just in time? Here's another story. Apparently, the Philadelphia Flyers have a Ric Flair robe to which they give out to the player of the game. So they've gone beyond title belts, beyond helmets, beyond anything. They're going right to Ric Flair robe.
We're hitting critical mass on player of the game rewards, too.
Yeah.
Like what's next? I can't even think of something that's next.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Nobody can. What's next?
It's still got the longest. It might be the oldest ride in the park, but it's still got the longest line.
Woo! Woo! By the way, I'm checking it here, and I think they do have the David Putty shirt available. Yep, they do. The El Diablo tee, $24 on Violent Gentleman, VGHC.com.
How do they get rights to that?
Well, they're not using the logo in itself. I don't know how they're getting his likeness rights.
Yeah, how do they get his face? I mean, I'm sure that it doesn't matter about the logo, right? You know what it is. But how do you get to use his face? I feel like that's property of Seinfeld.
Yeah, Larry David should have something to say about that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Shouldn't he have rights to his face?
No, he signed
that a contract away.
Yeah.
That's nothing, Mark. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's what we're doing here. By the way, Mark, I know you have to go. Are you able to stay? Jesus.
Sorry.
Am I still here?
You're there. I think you're still there.
Okay, it was me.
Yeah. Do you got your Canadian country songs ready?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have three. I have three that I wrote down. I meant to look into more, but, you know, I just didn't have the time.
Are we going to write them down so we can run by Lyle? Is that what?
Yeah, that's what the homework was. We get 10 songs.
I have 10.
I got
10. I have a bad feeling, though, that some of us have used the same song.
I'm sure we have. I'm sure we have.
I can. I might be able to, if Lyle's listening and wants to come on a little early, we could overlap a little bit.
Yeah, I think we should overlap if Lyle's there, because I have nothing else in terms of, because we have to talk to him about Mr. Shipachev, because he has been reportedly given permission to seek a trade,
wow.
And we'll also talk about when the Coyotes might ever win.
Who would have thought it would be the Vegas Golden Knights that are 7-1. And we knew the Coyotes weren't going to be good, but still, between those two teams, we would have expected the Coyotes to have the better record 3 weeks into the season.
I don't know by much, though, because the Coyotes they're still piss poor, like, even on paper.
They're still shitty.
Vegas, 7-1-0, 14 points. Man, that's 68.5. I should have bet the over.
I believe I did bet the over.
I think most of us got the over on that, but not like to the tune of this. Like this is projected to be over in a landslide.
I can't wait until they're close to the home total that I picked. That was outlandish.
I know, right? I think it's in this one. I'll check to see what the outlandish home total is. Oh, here we go. Home wins total.
I think it was like 20.
Well, we said 27.5 for total wins overall, and then you said over on home wins. By the way, we were all wrong on the Jaromir Jagr picks.
That's fine. No one saw the Flames.
No one saw the Flames. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Also, I'm picking up the pick'em from last year. Of course, Johnny P was the big winner. And then Mark will pick first this year, and then Lyle. Or no, then me, then Lyle, then Johnny. I think. I can't
look at the internet working.
Hey, it's Lyle Richardson, SpectreTalk.net.
He's like Beetlejuice. I just say his name a few times.
You thought I wasn't listening. Ha!
I haven't been listening all show. Lyle, welcome.
Thank you.
So we have some we had some homework, and Mark has to leave here in a bit.
Okay.
Yes. Mark, you go ahead and rattle off your Canadian. Now, the premise on this is that we were talking about country songs and how they could be turned Canadian, and here's the outcome of it. Mark, go ahead and start. He's got three.
So I thought I had three. It turns out I only have two.
Okay.
If you guys are ready, we can do one round and then I can come back to mine. But I'm going to start with this one. By a man named John Michael Montgomery. It's a song called Sold, it's for 70 cents on the dollar.
Interesting. Good work. Yeah. Johnny, that's a fantastic
because
work.
Because of the exchange rate.
No, I get it. We got the joke.
Because the Canadian dollar is... Yeah.
Johnny, what's yours?
Thanks. my first one, I'm going to go with... I Walk the Line, and it's a song about offside reviews.
Good one. I like that hockey.
I like that one.
Of course, my first one, I only have nine because I'm using a Boot Scoot Boogie as the
one. That's got to be the best.
That's the first one. So I am going to go with one of mine, not the strongest one, but it's at the bottom of my list, courtesy of the Red, White, and Labatt Blue.
Nice.
Ah. So there's that one. Mark?
A classic, an oldie but a goodie. Stand by your man, but don't screen your goalie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were we supposed to do hockey, or was this?
No.
Canadiana?
Yeah, you could be, you know, you're basically, I mean, listen.
Yours is probably more Canadian. Ours is probably more hockey related.
But mostly hockey related. But remember, guys, I mean, regardless whether it's hockey or whatever, I mean, basically you're just taking American country songs and giving them a Canadian twist. So.
And making them better. You're right. Lyle. Johnny, your second one.
My second one is an oldie. Let me see where I found the year of this original song. The original song was, I think it was 1967.
Wow.
It was, here it's at the end of this list. Merle Haggard, 1974. This one's called If We Make It Through the Second Round. It's a song about the last three
times. That's a good one.
Nice one.
I like that one.
Nice one. Yeah, I like that one.
I'll give my only Canadian one. Well, one of my only Canadian ones. She Thinks My Zamboni's Sexy.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was going to be the one.
I had that one too. Yeah. Like word for word. I knew we were all going to go there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So I actually made an 11th.
All right.
I don't think this is actually a country song because I tried to look it up, but it might be it's a possible country song, obviously. It said, hockey must be your stick because love means nothing to you.
Well, if it's not, we should make that one of your songs. Look,
I mean, let's be honest. Anything is a possible country song.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I have one.
Mark,
you're
out, right?
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Okay.
All right.
I realized my homework was for 10, but I didn't have enough time to go through 10.
That's okay. Okay. Johnny gets an extra point because he's appropriately attired.
Of course, as he should be.
Yeah.
He looks like a young Paul Canyon or
with the DC United jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, especially with the DC.
Exactly. United. Exactly.
My next one is Whose Bed Has Your Toque Been Under?
There you go.
I was thinking about using that one. I couldn't figure out what to replace boots with, but you did it. You did it. You
did another one.
That's good. So my next one on here is It's a Boy Named Sean. That's
S-H-K-O-N. Nice.
That's a deep hockey cut right there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a very deep.
My one is Should Have Been a Mountie instead of Should Have Been a Cowboy.
That's good. That's good. I'm going to go You're Still the Great One.
That's a good one.
That's also great. Another Shania song.
Yeah.
Instead of Arizona, there is no Alberta.
See, I'm going to piggyback off that one, and I was just going to say there is no Arizona talking about the Coyotes.
There is no Arizona hockey team.
And you're talking about Arizona. I mean, that makes me think of Phoenix. And, of course, there's that country song, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which you could change to By the Time I Get to Insert Canadian City Here.
Sure. Time I Get to Winnipeg.
By the Time I Get to Moncton. Yeah.
Mine's another one. I got Heads Canada, Tails Calgary instead of Heads California.
That's good. See, I was trying to do something with that song, but I couldn't figure anything out, so I moved on. My next one is Maple Syrup Moonshine.
Ooh, that's strong. Mm. That's strong. Yeah. Literally, like honestly, that's strong.
That's strong. Yeah. That's very strong.
It sounds very strong.
It's thick, also thick.
instead of Bubba, Jonesy shot the jukebox last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. I went with Did I Get Mumps for This?
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. Nice little touch. Instead of tequila, we're going to have a straight Caesar night. So that's Clamato juice and beer for all you scoring at home.
Yeah. That's good. I have two left.
Okay.
First one, in parentheses, cycle like a, and close parentheses, wagon wheel.
Nice. I like that one. It's a good one.
Is that a... Never mind. Circles. Around in circles. It was a song about Michael Nylander.
Yes, I like it.
Yes.
Instead of Mississippi, a Mississauga girl.
There you go.
That's a little deep Ontario cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Johnny,
that is good. See, my last one kind of Mark already used, but I said stand by your center man.
Nice. That's
there you
rich.
Go. Yeah.
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 And I think my closer was a boot scootin' boogie. So that was the top one. I kept that as my own. I didn't think I should the hell with it.
I would have also accepted the great Johnny Cash song, A Boy Called Sue Ste. Marie.
Ooh, that's strong. That's strong.
Yeah. That's strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Would have
I didn't
accepted that notes. One as well. Yep.
What do you think, Bob? Did we improve upon some country songs?
Oh, absolutely. I would listen to those. Okay. I would listen to those. I would. The title itself would entice me. I would
because
listen.
Because all these songs, all 22 songs, can be Johnny P's triple.
Yes.
The hell am I doing here?
It's called a ring of fire. It doesn't work too well on ice.
A ring of fire. Now, how the hell am I going to get out of my home? all right. Well, good.
Okay.
So, do you want to do our pick? You want to
that
pick
was good. That was quite and fun. Move on.
We can do the pick 'em now if you want. If you got to move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, this week we're going to do Kumja, Lyle.
Kumja.
Getting started off in your neck of the woods.
Yes.
Last year, Johnny won in a runaway because of those 200 points. I somehow finished second because of my points in the NCAAs. Lyle came in third, and Mark came in. Well, he came in Mark.
Well, he came in.
Yep.
Mark came out like a lion and came out like Mark.
So here we go. We're gonna get ourselves a little
That's
action.
How you gotta keep.
Mark, you are up first, sir.
It's fantastic. Let's see here. I gotta decide. This is a new year. I gotta decide what my picking strategy is gonna be. Let's see. I think this year I'm gonna go with. The team geographically in the center of the league. I think.
Ooh, that's strong.
Yeah. So I'm looking at a map.
Mm-hmm.
All the teams here.
You got three to pick from. I think.
Based on this map, I'm gonna go with. I believe Rimouski Oceanic.
That's a good one.
Looks to be right in the middle there. I'm aiming for middle. I'm aiming for mediocrity.
I would say.
I don't want to be first or last. I want to be right in the middle.
You could have picked them, Chicoutimi or Bade Como. So I like that. Good pick. Lyle, your pick.
Well, as you guys know, my thing is wrestling themes. So I see no reason to change because they're kind of fun.
Worked for you so far.
Oh, yeah. It's worked out well. Now, ordinarily, I would go when I'm in the Kumja, I normally go with the Victoriaville Tigre masks. But this year, I'm going with something a little different, just a little different. And I am going with the Akady Bathurst Titantrons.
Nice. That's a good one.
I thought you were going to go with the Gatineau Olympic champions.
I had thought about that one, too, but that seemed a little obvious. That seemed a little obvious. So
well, Kurt Angle's back as we.
Oh, I know, baby. I get where you're going with that angle. I can dig it.
I get it.
I can dig what you're laying down, Daddy.
Or the Sherbrooke Beth Phoenix. I think we've done that one before.
Well, I don't think we have.
Mm.
Next time for Lyle.
Yeah.
So I am going to pick one, and I have to get it started off this year strong. Blaine Bill Brisbane Armada featuring Herman Mendershuck. So got to get that one out of the way quick. Hey, Kids in the Hall reference. Don't you dare miss it. Johnny P.
That's good. I think this time around for the Kumja, I'm going to pick, I'm going to see if I can stick with names where the city and the mascot are close in letters.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go with the Moncton Wildcats. Wildcats is 7 letters. Wildcats is 8 letters.
Ooh. Interesting.
That's a unique way to go with that this year, Johnny.
We'll see how this works.
Yeah.
It might only last like 3 weeks.
As long as you try.
Depends how well I can count.
Well, it's an interesting theme. It's an interesting theme nonetheless. I like it.
There you go. See, yeah. I thought it was completely different. I thought you were going with the alliteration route rather than the actual number route.
See, alliteration would have worked well too.
Yeah. So here we are, Mark.
You could go with that later on if your 3-week experiment with your current format doesn't work out.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna forget about it by next week anyway.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mark, you got to roll out. You got to stop muting yourself.
Like telemetry. Yep, I am muted still. I have to roll on like the 18-wheeler song.
Roll on, Saskatchewan. Yeah.
There we go.
Keeping up the country theme.
Another deep cut. So, yeah, I will be back next week. Next week will be my last week of parental leave before going back to work, and then I will be very tired. Super tired.
Which will make his appearances on the show that much more interesting and entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who knows what I'm going to talk about.
Then. Oh, man, when you get punchy after those 2 o'clock in the morning feedings, oh, baby.
Who knows?
And I'm already there.
His nipples are going to be so tender.
I know.
I tried eating one of those lactation cookies, but it didn't help. It's all like, lie, man.
Yeah, no. It's
is it filled with milk?
Ooh, that's
I picture cool. it being like a I picture it being like a jelly donut, but filled with milk.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I'm breaking my
chair. On that note, Mark, have a good one.
Have a good one, buddy.
Enjoy your milk squirting cookies.
That's another
that
great
is actually
one.
A great yeah. one. Good car.
Yes. Milk squirt cookies.
There you go.
By the Keebler Elves. There you go. Yes.
Later, buddy. All right, good. Shitty Mike's out of the room. Bad for him because sounded like he had it, and then
yeah, he sounded good there for a little while, and then back to snap, crackle, and pop.
And then poop the. Oh, someone had a good one.
Oh,
Gunny and the Ink Machine on Twitter says you forgot the great Alan Jackson song. It's Five for Fighting Somewhere.
Oh,
that's wrong.
That's good. Strong. That's strong. Very good. Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
You can
done. Well done with the country songs.
It's Five for Fighting Somewhere. That is a good one. That is good.
The problem was I was just like, what am I going to do with that one? I don't know what the hell to do with that one.
Here See, I think that, yeah, I don't know. All I had was hockiness, so I went hockiness.
Dave, go with your strengths.
I feel like Lucky Looney would be a really good country song as well, but just as
Why
a country
Paul
song.
Why has Paul Brandt not done something like that, I guess, is the question.
Mm.
Or Shania, Christ.
I don't know. Somebody used a loony in a song somewhere. If he was a Canadian, he or she was a Canadian country artist.
All right, Lyle. Back on a matter at hand.
All right.
So Vladim Shipachev. Shipachev? Shiba, not going to work here anymore.
Shiba dooba doo.
Right. That's apparently they have given his agents permission to seek a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the first pro signed.
He was the big one, yeah. He was.
But where did it go sour because they had a roster that better than they expected? Like, how did this all come to be? Like, it seemed like it soured very quickly.
Well, I just honestly I think he's just struggled to adapt to the North American game to the NHL game specifically. I mean, the guy's 30. He spent his entire pro career playing in the KHL, so you know it takes a bit of time to adjust to the NHL game, and for some players it takes longer than others. I don't know if getting traded to another team, if that's going to improve his game. It's possible. I mean, as you said, you pointed out. I mean, the Golden Knights are better. Geez, right now, at least early, they're better than anybody could possibly expect them to be. So that could be a factor there as well. Maybe he's just having difficulty fitting in, but I still think a lot of it has to do with just, you know, the difficulty adjusting to the North American game right now.
Yeah, it's and by the way, they're doing this without their top two goalies. So.
I know, that's the frightening thing. And they beat two very good teams in the Chicago Blackhawks last night and on the weekend the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a hell of a story going on there in Bay. Listen, I mean, sooner or later, I mean, this fairy tale is going to come to a very bitter, screeching, crashing halt. You know, but hey, I mean, so far it's a hell of a start for them and good on them and good on Gerard Gallant as well.
Only 55 more points until they hit the over. So
there you go.
So you got to hope for it.
I got to tell you, I mean, if they made the playoffs, that would be just one hell of a story. It really would. I mean, you know, but obviously.
They're going to be hard-pressed because the Ducks are going to get better.
Oh, my Lord. There are so many teams that are going to get better right now.
Well, I mean, you got to figure.
In the West. So.
Especially in the Pacific. Edmonton can't be this bad. San Jose is not a 500.
San Jose is getting better, actually, over the past week. The scoring was a problem for them. Well, if in their last four games, it has not been. So they're starting to come to life. Yeah, just Ducks are going to get better, especially when they start getting some of them bodies back in the lineup. I think by the end of the month, they get Lindholm and Vatanen back in their lineup. So, that's going to help them out on the blue line.
I don't know what the hell Calgary is, in all honesty. I really don't know what these guys are.
They are a puzzlement, aren't they?
Because this is a team that the head coach said they're going to be a 100-point team, and everyone was so hyped about them. And Mike Smith's the piece that they're missing.
And they brought in Travis Hamonic as well to further deepen that blue line. They held on to Michael Stone. Michael Stone or Matt? Michael. And, I was expecting big things from them this season as well. I mean, there's still plenty of time for them to have it, but good God, their defensive game is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for Mike Smith, they would be one of those teams sitting there with maybe only one or two wins to start the season and everybody going, what happened? You know, and it'd be because you don't have a good goalie named Mike Smith.
Exactly. And I mean, you're going to have to, obviously, when those teams are better, Vegas is going to be fighting for a wild card if they don't keep this pace up, which I don't see them keeping it up.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing out of their heads right now. I mean, God bless them. I mean, they're playing really hard. And, I think part of it is, listen, they had there was no pressure, no expectations of making the playoffs. They were the team thrown together for the first time. So, I mean, yeah, it was the low expectations. There was no a lot of pressure on them. So, yeah, they can just go out and play and adjust to each other. And so far it's working out for them.
And the biggest thing is that they've been at home a lot, too. Like, they're in the midst of, a 7 or 8-game road stand.
Something along that line,
They've only played two road games. So the real thing is going to see if they can go on the road and do this, too. Because that'll be interesting to see overall. But, good on them. They don't know they're supposed to be bad. So
yeah. Oh, and very quickly, speaking about
shipping out of here.
Shippers.
Shipaya. this just in, Montreal Canadiens' Marc Bergevin was contacted about his availability yesterday. The Habs aren't biting, they're out.
No, they already have one alcoholic Russian on the team. Oh, wait.
Careful. You've been talking to Mario Tremblay again. Bad, what? Scotty. Bad.
What? He texts me at 2 a.m. say, we up?
talk about that? I can talk about that for a few minutes.
Because Jen told me to talk about this on the car ride because I picked her up. So what – because I haven't even looked it up yet. So Mario Tremblay apparently went to some people and was saying that the problem for Alex Galchenyuk's slow start and everything like that is that he's a drunkard and he tried to go to rehab and it didn't take. Like, is this the story, like the bare bones of it?
Galchenyuk went to rehab, said no. okay, first of all, consider the source. It's Mario Tremblay. Okay, you take what Mario Tremblay says with a grain of salt. Sometimes the whole goddamn shaker. But he said this on a Montreal radio show, yesterday. And of course, once that came out on the air, he claimed that Galchenyuk sought treatment once or twice. He wasn't sure about if it was two times, but definitely once. immediately this winds up, and of course, because it's Montreal, right away, Galchenyuk is pretty much ambushed right before the game about this. What do you have to say about this? And he's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Here's the thing about this. First of all, if any player goes to seek any kind of treatment, and we don't know if Galchenyuk has or hasn't. This story, if you will, is still kind of developing. But there's a confidentiality about this. Okay. If you're a player and you wish to avail yourself of the NHL's drug and alcohol treatment program, there's a confidentiality process here, okay? And you don't, they don't even, the player does not even have to tell his team about it if he does not want to, okay? Now, we still don't know the whole story on this. Assuming that Tremblay is right and that Galchenyuk did go and seek treatment, we don't know if he told the team about it or not. But my question is, if he actually did go and get this treatment, who told Mario Tremblay?
Right.
Okay? Because what that is a violation of that confidentiality policy. So if Galchenyuk didn't tell anybody, and nobody on the team said anything, or if assuming nobody on the team even knew about it, where did Tremblay get this from? Did somebody in the league tell him this? Or did he just hear a rumor that was unsubstantiated? He just decided to blurt it out anyway. Or was Tremblay just talking shit? We don't know the full story yet. Tremblay was not able to be reached for comment because apparently he is, I think he's in Europe now scouting, or he left on a scouting trip after that interview. So
Who hired him?
Let's find out, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Anyway, so no one can find him essentially.
So right now, I mean, we don't have, there's been no elaboration on this right now. What's he doing now? Latest thing showed he was hired by RDS as a hockey analyst for Canadian.
Yeah, that's all Wikipedia says.
Okay. Hang on a second. Let me go check something else here now for the story. Anyway, he's apparently unavailable. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, at some point, he's going to have to be available to explain himself. Right now, the English media, most of the English, well, all of the English media in Montreal right now basically are just running the story down. They're just saying basically consider the source. And, you know, some of them are also and don't have very many nice things to say about Tremblay as well. I mean, basically, if, you know, regardless of the reason why you did it, saying that a player sought treatment, dragging that sort of private stuff out into the open, that's pretty friggin' low. Okay. Yeah. If this is supposed to be on a confidential basis. Now, if it had been Galchenyuk who told him this, or Galchenyuk had publicly said that he had been seeking treatment or something like that, well, it's a different story, because by then it wouldn't really be a story. Everybody would know about it. Everybody would talk about it. And, you know, they'd say, well, maybe that explains his slow start, blah, 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 whatever. But for him to come out with that the way that he did, I mean, I think Mr. Tremblay is going to find himself in a little bit of trouble here over this, because it is definitely a violation of the privacy that these players are supposed to have when they seek, you know, professional treatment for a drug or an alcohol problem. And again, we don't know if Galchenyuk has done this. All we have is Mario Tremblay's statement that he did, and there's been no follow-up substantiation, and he hasn't been held account for that comment yet.
Yeah, so I'm sure this is going to be, and Jen's like, Jen told me in the car, she's like, and you wonder why people don't want to come to Montreal.
Oh, that's already been said a couple of times by a couple of English reporters there in Montreal. I've retweeted them today. They're saying, it's no wonder, you know, it's no wonder why they don't want to come there, you know, because of crap like this. This puts me back in mind of a few years ago, when there was this big story, TV sports would come out and there's like, oh, this big story is going to break tomorrow. It's going to devastate the Canadians. It's going to be terrible, horrible, blah, blah, blah. And the story came out and it was sort of trying to allege that the Kostitsyn brothers, who then played for the Habs, that they were somehow had ties to organized crime. The ties basically being they were at a party where a local mobster also attended. Oh my God, this was supposedly the end of the world, and it turned out to be absolutely nothing. But yet, this was hyped up as, oh my God, this terrible story, Canadians players consorting with gangsters. They just happened to be at this big party that a local mobster also happened to be there. Nothing came of it. Nothing. But it was blown up as this, you know, terrible, horrible thing that was going to bring down the team and was going to be an embarrassment for the NHL, and nothing.
Well, they're like, well, we've been through this before with Jose Theodore, so we're...
Oh, my, yeah, with Theodore. Oh, he hangs out with bikers, or da-da-da. I was like, well, no, it was a family
member. The Propecia
member
thing,
and,
too.
Well, even that, yeah, and that turned out being innocuous. He was using it for hair loss, for God's sake. And he's like, oh, no, that's on our list of banned substances. You're cheating. You're taking performance-enhancing substance. No, I'm taking something for hair loss. You know,
you sons of bitches.
Oh my God. Anyway,
Montreal's great, guys.
I would say, honestly, given there hasn't really been much in the way of follow up on this right now, I kind of have a feeling this story is going to be dying a very quick death, because I haven't seen very much coverage of this either with the main sports media here in Canada, that being of course Sportsnet and TSN, because this would be something that, if you know, if true, would be huge. It's basically been nothing. It's been pretty quiet. It's basically just kind of stuck to being a sort of a localized story, and when it has sort of surfaced on in social media, it's just been basically to dismiss Mario Tremblay as just stirring up shit.
Shocking, really. Mm.
Jack Todd of the Montreal Gazette. I think it was Jack Todd of the Montreal Gazette put it best. I think he's what he said today. He said, you know, Tremblay did enough damage when he was the Canadiens coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, and here we are.
So here we are.
Things are fun in Montreal, kids, so just remember that.
Well, they are. I mean, come on. They serve draft pitchers of rum and coke in certain establishments. We know that Montreal can be fun.
Oh, it's fun. I'm just the hockey scene.
I don't know how much fun it is to be a player there, but anyway.
Well, what if you crush a lot, I guess?
Well, it's fun if you're winning.
Oh, absolutely. Well, anywhere is fun if you're winning.
Yeah, but much more so in Montreal.
Oh, absolutely. In Montreal, it's like, you know, we got this, guys. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. But
a couple trades this weekend, or this week.
Yeah.
A trade this week.
Rare. Well, it was two.
What was the other one? Because I have the...
Ryan Sproul.
Oh, yeah, minor league deal.
It was very much minor league both ways, but...
But Riley Sheehan going to Pittsburgh for Scott Wilson. Going the other way. Riley Sheehan, very well known how snake bit he was last season.
Which he's carried over so far this the start of this season, too.
Sure. So it's kind of a apples for apples seems kind of deal, though Scott Wilson is a little bit younger. I don't know if there's much upside to Scott Wilson as there is to Riley Sheehan, but who knows? I guess I'm the beholder.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, Riley Sheehan going to the Penguins. I mean, that was talked about since I believe late July was the first time that his name surfaced in the rumor mill, and it was something that I, you know, thought made a lot of sense at the time, and continued to do, and so when his name kept coming up, because of course, obviously the Red Wings had to free up some cap space because they were, you know, for the inevitable re-signing of Andreas Athanasiou. Sheehan carried, just over $2 million in cap space for this season. So yeah, they got him off the books there. It was affordable for the Penguins and the Red Wings get themselves back. At least, listen, a serviceable fourth line guy. I mean, Scott Wilson, I believe he can play center as well if need be, but he's more, you know, best off as a winger. So he'll fit into that sort of youth thing they're going there. And Sheehan, perhaps he could be part of a reclamation project along the lines of what the Penguins were able to do with Justin Schultz. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns. He's getting a great opportunity. He's going to a terrific team with definitely a different atmosphere than what he has faced in Detroit the last couple of seasons. So it'll be interesting to see how things work out for him.
So you talk about Athanasiou signing a 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of knew this was a little bit coming.
Big time.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to play in Switzerland.
He was running out of runway very quickly here. Yeah. So he takes the deal and they managed to get it done. But again, I can't help but think this is a case of a guy who's getting some bad advice from his agent. This is the same agent, by the way, who represented the young Mr. Anderson in Columbus, Josh Anderson. And basically, it was the same deal with him. I mean, Anderson sat out the whole off season. He missed all the training camp, missed all the preseason, and then boom, 3 days before the regular season starts, he signs the contract that the Blue Jackets were giving him anyway. And basically he wasted his time and he wasted the Jackets' time. But these two guys, you know, have the same agent. And I don't want to try and sit down and you know, badmouth the guy, but it kind of seems like he's giving his clients some bad advice, because at the end of the day, these guys did not get what they wanted and they held out for nothing.
Seems like a national treasure, this agent. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm. He seems great. He seems like he's doing
Darren Ferris is the agent's name.
Oh, we got to save him. It's true.
That's true. I thought you were thinking it. I thought Nicolas Cage was maybe his agent.
That's a good one.
When you went national treasure, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is that the contract offers are often gone in 60 seconds.
So bad.
So yeah, man, Auntie Emmy is terrible.
Oh,
that fell apart quickly, didn't it?
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Wowzers! Oh my God, it's hard to believe that this guy backstopped a team to the Stanley Cup final and another one to within a game seven. In a Western Conference final. Man, the wheels have come off fast for him.
Boy. Yeah, so he was put on waivers by the Penguins, obviously. He let up 16 goals in two games.
It was three starts, I believe. Oh, was it 3-0. 0-3-0.
Point is this.
But still, he gave up a lot of goals.
And then the Florida Panthers is like, yeah, just come on over.
Well, in that instance, I think this
well, Bobby Lou.
This is plugging some holes here. It's good. Poor old Bobby Lou. God bless him. God bless Bobby Lou, but he's 38 years old and never kissed a girl. Oh, wait, wrong. Back that up. 38 years old, and he's getting hurt a lot. Getting hurt a lot now.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's an absorbent amount of time.
This tells me that this injury is he's going to be out for a little longer than people thought he was going to be. Because, yeah.
I mean, the when you look at the reality of the situation here with Bobby Lou, I mean, The good thing, the shining light on all this is the fact that the contract runs out after this season. And after this season, they don't have to worry about that. Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Who gave? Mike, who? Really, what? Why would they do this? Wait, no. Really? But I thought... Okay, I'm being told that it runs another 4 years after this one.
Yes. Yes. Very, very well, painful. Very painful.
that's not good for business.
No, it is not, sir.
So Anthony Emme is the only hope for the Florida Panthers. no, luckily, James Reimer's
there. Well, we've got James Reimer. Now, yeah, so you know that's not going to be too bad, though. The roof kind of caved in on him a little bit there last night, but
First time that's happened for Montreal in a while, hadn't it?
Oh, oof, boy, howdy. Yeah, that was a load off. Well, let's see what they can do with that, you know. There's still plenty of time for Montreal to come back and get themselves back into playoff contention, but they're still a fragile team right now. And they're basically a team that needs six guys all working well like they did last night. Of course, those six guys being Carey Price, Shea Weber, Max Pacioretty, Jonathan Drouin, Alex Galchenyuk, and your Brendan Gallagher. They need those six all playing well all the time. And if they're not, they're in trouble, as we saw in the previous seven games. Big, big trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Anthony Emme needs someone like Sean Burke to help get his life back on track.
Wow, like I'm just surprised at how quickly the bottom fell out for him there. I mean, okay, last season with Dallas, but I mean, even before that, those two seasons in Dallas, like it just did not play well at all. But it was just like, well, maybe just with the Dallas team, and he's going to Pittsburgh, you know, a better defensive team, blah blah blah, and it just was the awfulness continued. Just God,
yeah, so terrible.
Well, honestly, I thought I was surprised. I was really surprised when he got claimed off waivers, because I thought for sure he was AHL bound. So.
Oh yeah, no, I think everyone was.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, ah, it's fine.
I mean, yeah, the Panthers did him a favor, but it was just he's just an insurance policy right now, you know, because of Bobby Lou's injury status.
Exactly. Let me see, what do I got here? Roman Polak going back to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Congratulations to him and his. There's that. Well, I'll play a game with you.
Sure.
I'll play a game, and Johnny, I'll play a game with you.
All right.
I'll play a game with everybody here. I'll even participate in this game, too. It's called Reality or Mirage. I will give you a team. I'll give you their record. Now, you will tell me if it's a reality that they're playing like this or a mirage that they're playing like this. It's simple. It's not that hard. It's a game show, folks. It doesn't have to be goddamn rocket science.
Unless your show's name is Rocket Science, in which case it better goddamn well be about rocket science.
And that's actually not really a game show. It's just Roger Clemens trying to do scientific elements that a third grader can do. So...
That would actually, I would watch that.
He's more of a chemist, though.
Oh, I'd say.
Yeah.
Some kind of shots up his ass.
Living through chemistry, kids.
There we go.
Rocket science would be great. That'd be right after Mr. Wizard.
Actually,
right before Bill Nye the Science Guy.
It would be a three host. It would be Roger Clemens, Paavo Bure, and Raheem Ismail. Rocket Ishmael, remember him?
Yes,
yeah.
With the ghost of Maurice Richard,
of course,
as Jesus,
as Jesus, as the floating science head in the sky.
Yes, as there we go. Even better. I like.
All right, kids. I give you a team. I give you the record. Then you figure out what we're going to do. So, reality or mirage? Tampa Bay Lightning 8-1-1 to start the season. Johnny,
I'm going to go reality. I think that the Lightning are good this year. I think we're going to figure out that. They make it out of the East. So I'm going to say that is a reality.
Mr. Richardson.
I absolutely concur with Johnny's take on that. Stamkos, leading scorer, 20 points. Kucherov, leading goal scorer.
Vasilevskiy's come in well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, oh, my God, yes, Sergachev. Once again, Montreal trades away another player who goes on to.
No, that's great. He's just going to win Rookie of the Year.
He'll be in the running if he doesn't win it for sure. And he'll go on to have a long and distinguished career, alongside Victor Hedman anchoring that Lightning blue line. But well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. We got Jonathan Drew in. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Oh, God. It's going to hell so fast.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not fine. Toronto, 7-2-0. Lyle, reality or mirage?
Mostly reality. With a hint of mirage.
Like that hint of mirage.
Yeah, the hint of mirage is on their blue line.
Mm-hmm.
The offense.
But they got back Roman Polak, though.
Well, that'll help, yeah. Actually, he'll have block shots. But okay. They don't have, long as they keep going without a true top two established skilled defenseman, it's always going to have a slight tinge of mirage because their offense is for real. Their speed is for real. Freddie Anderson is for real. He has to be because, oh boy, a lot of work he's seeing. Yeah. But a little hit of mirage there.
Mr. P.
I was going to throw another country song that I just thought of.
Sure.
Rock the Red Solo Cup.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's strong.
Throwing that in. I'm going to say mirage. For Toronto.
Oh.
I don't think that they're this good. I think that they will be fighting to get into one of the playoff spots. I mean, they're a playoff team, but I don't think they're 7-2-1 as good, for the rest of the season. So
I am going to go more mirage than reality because I do think they have a good team. Lyle, you mentioned defense. Freddie Anderson has a possibility of breaking down as well, facing so many shots. And as well, as good as their offense is, I mean, you can't have a balanced attack. I mean, I don't know if this team can win 6-5 every night in the middle of the season. So
you're certainly not going to be able to pull that stuff off every night in the playoffs. That's for damn sure.
No. So I go the reverse of you with a mirage with hints of reality in there.
That's mostly my life. That might be the name of my autobiography.
There it is.
There we go. Yay!
It's a reality in there. That's nice. Ottawa, 4-1-4. So four overtime losses so far. Johnny, reality or mirage? It's hard.
I kind of want to go mirage because I feel like Ottawa's not even that good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't think they're as good as 4-1-4.
Yeah.
So I feel like the fact that they got to overtime might be skewing their the beginning of their season some, to be honest.
Well, you know, wrong. Lyle?
Okay, I'm going to say that they are reality because they are who they are. This is a Guy Boucher team that puts the stress emphasis on defense. This is the thing that frustrates me about the Ottawa Senators. They have the talent. They have the horses to be a good team. They really do. They have the talent to be a good team, but they never, ever seem to elevate their game and be above that. I mean, they did it in the playoffs last year. Do I think they'll do it again this year? No. No. Looking at how they play, they could either catch fire again and stage another lengthy playoff run, or they could get bounced in the first round. You just don't know with them. So I'd say it's their record is reflective of reality. They are who they are.
I'm going to go with reality as well. Only on the sheer fact that Eric Carlson's back, despite having half an ankle.
I know. Right? By the way, did you guys see that clip that just before the start it's been making
of overtime
rounds?
With the LA team?
Yeah. Dustin Brown and Kopitar.
Yeah,
you're going to cover Carlson, and Brown's like, I'm going to cover Oduya. I'm not covering Carl. Carlson's laughing. It's nice to see those little human moments, you know. I mean, no pressure, guys. It's just the start of 3-on-3 overtime, but, you know. But it was just kind of nice to see that human moment in there where they all just laughed. It's like, I'm not covering him.
I will agree with Johnny that they're not the overtimes help that 4-1-4 look.
Yeah.
But boy howdy, I think that's what you're gonna get. It's gonna get a team that you're like, how the hell did they get to 87 points?
Yeah.
You need two ties.
Yeah, exactly.
And they won some in shootouts.
Yeah.
How did this work, guys?
If you're a Senators fan, God, it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Oh, you're not, yeah, it's very frustrating because you can't get to the goddamn arena.
But it's frustrating that when you do, you see a team that could be better than they are.
So I actually have a question, but we'll wait until this talk is over.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you can do this, but go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, my thing. Yeah, I just think. By the way, they have a kid, Christian Wolanin, who plays for UND. Mm-hmm. God damn, that kid's a stud. Mm-hmm. A great defenseman. His dad played for Colorado.
That's one thing. That's one thing I will say about the Senators. That the same way as Montreal always seems to have goalies in their pipeline, Sens always have great defensemen in their system. Always.
Yep. So there you go, Johnny. What's your question?
Are we done the Mirage segment?
We can put a pause on it for a second. We'll put a timeout.
So my question is, and this stems from the soccer background that I have, is there a possible way to park the bus, quote unquote, in hockey? Like you can't really play a counterattacking style in hockey, I don't feel like. I don't feel like that's something that you can do, but is there like actually a way that you can just kind of force overtime all the time by playing super defensively outside of like just trappiness type things?
Oh, outside of just trappiness? Well, Guy Boucher is the master of it with that 1-3-1 scheme.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't remember who it was. I think it was the Flyers.
Is that considered parking the bus? Is the soccer term of parking the bus is just playing defensive and striking on counterattacks? Is that like, is the lock basically, or the 1-3-1 basically the hockey version of that?
I would say so, because I mean, I think it was the Flyers where just Chris Pronger stayed in his own zone for 30 seconds and the refs just had to move him forward.
Yeah. The ref had to tell him to play the puck because he just stood there. They just did a 1-3-1, and whenever they were and when the Lightning player came in on the attack, he just passed it over to his point man, and he just stood there and they waited while the guy circled back. When the guy went after him, he just passed over to Pronger, and they just did not move the puck forward. They just stood there on the blue line for something like 30. I think that's still on YouTube if you look.
It probably is.
I remember that.
Yeah, that and that caused a big stink. But it was just like, hey, you know, their system's a joke. You know, I mean, you can't invent, you know, they're just sending one guy into attack all the time. He said, we could just stand here all day and do nothing, you know.
And that's how you force, that's how a team like the Ottawa Senators forces ties.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the situation they're in. All right. So we now move on to the Detroit Red Wings 4-5-1. Lyle, reality or mirage?
Oh, it's reality. They started out strong, but now reality's biting them in the ass. You know, if you had asked me this a week ago when they were 4-1 and something, I would have said mirage. But what you're seeing now, over since then, it's definitely reality. They are still a rebuilding team, and they got a long way to go.
Yep. Johnny?
Yeah, I'm going to go same way, reality. I like the bump from the Crazy Bread.
Yeah.
And obviously the ability to pick that up with some garlic parmesan wings.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I mean, you don't make the playoffs for 25 years and then miss it 1 year, and then all of a sudden you're a playoff team again.
Right.
Not the way it works.
I'm going mirage. They're much worse than this.
Okay.
I don't trust the goaltending.
Mm.
I don't. They're definitely rebuild.
Didn't they give up like a 3-0 or a 3-1 lead to the Caps on Friday night? I was just getting notifications.
Oh, they might have. I can't remember that game that much. They were.
That's the game Ovi scored in overtime. But
yeah, they were up. No, it wasn't. It was like 2-1. Or there was, I think it was 3-1. So they gave up two goals. So to push it, but yeah, I don't trust Mike Green as your top right defenseman. Nicholas Cronwall's there. I mean, I don't trust their defense at all. I don't trust this team one bit. I think they're much worse than they are. All right. So if you're scoring at home, or even if you're alone, I got a little Scotty screen share.
Yeah.
Here we go. So here is. Here is the Philadelphia Flyers just sitting there.
We're going to get flagged again.
Mocking the system. It's fine. We're not playing audio. It's fine.
Yeah, there's the first Flyer in.
No. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that, to be honest.
No.
From a Flyer standpoint.
Oh, no. From the Flyer standpoint, everybody was on their side for doing that.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah. They did not get slammed for that at all. If anything, they got almost universal.
And then they whistle it down because of that. And they whistle it down. I think he gets a call for delay a game. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's Laviolette chewing on some ice.
Yeah.
Remember him? Remember Peter Laviolette with the Flyers? That was great times. Now he's with the Predators doing great things.
Now he's with the Predators doing great things.
What exactly can you call it?
Look at it. Look.
Oh. So here it is. Here's the breakdown. Just the 1-3-1. Just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then NBCS.
That's the worst. Like, that's almost as bad as the glow puck when you have to put the number of people on to show that was a 1-3-1. You can literally see it. They're standing on the red line.
Yeah. Oh, and very quickly, glow puck. Our buddy Greg Wyshynski, they get, well, you know, maybe I can bring it back and it might work out this time because the technology's better. Bad, Greg.
I love it. I love every bit of it. I love every bit of it.
Yeah, I'm going to go reality.
No, I hate that.
Reality.
No. It won't be any better. Mirage.
Mirage.
I think that it should be better. I did see a very interesting thought, though, with the glow puck, is that if it's internet-based and it's on the NHL Network app, quote-unquote, or whatever app that you can watch Center Ice on, if it's on the app itself – and you had the ability to toggle it on or off as you Chromecast it to your TV, then I feel like people could just choose for themselves whether they'd like to see it.
That I would consider acceptable.
And yeah, we're in an age where you can do that. I'm sure you
can. Yeah, yeah. Because I don't want – because call me old school, but I don't have any problem seeing a black puck on white ice. Okay? I can follow that. But for people who can't, and, you know, if you want to have that option, fine. But don't clutter up my TV screen with it. Yeah, if I can toggle it on or off, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to ask a really stupid question at this point, but do people even watch hockey games anymore? Like, I don't watch hockey.
I do.
I put it on the TV and I listen to what's going on. And when something cool occurs, I look up and I watch the replay because they're going to show it to me over again. Or if
oh
I
my God, are they ever going to show it to you?
And I'm gonna play it over again. I very rarely actually watch hockey anymore. It's on my TV in the background while I'm putting together a Lego bus or something. I don't know.
I watch the games, but I dig what you're saying though, Johnny. I dare say that you're not the only person because. No. And that's the thing. I mean, the replay, that's what bugs me the most because we don't get just one or two replays like we used to. It's five or six. And then they go to the intermission and they got to show it to you again. You know, like that's my beef. I mean, how do you miss anything? Why would you need a glow puck? Oh, you missed the action. Don't worry about it. Here's five different replays from five different angles at five different speeds to show you everything you missed.
What they should do is they should give you glasses at the rink that you can use glow plucks on.
That's perfect. Like 3D glasses.
There you go. That would be an interesting gimmick.
Jen also does that where she has the game on in the background when she just reads or whatever, which I can never understand. I don't know how you can read with distractions.
That's I mean, I will say that, like, playoff time, I don't do it.
Oh, God. Well,
because
yeah,
I'm sitting there, like, watching the game and this, that, and the other thing. But if I turn on what's really cool this year, and I don't remember it occurring in the past, but CSN Washington has become NBC Washington.
Yep.
They all
I don't
are,
know if they yeah, just yeah. rebranded everything or whatnot.
Yeah, they yeah, yeah, it's like
NBC. But they're showing a lot of the other market games now as well. So I'm not just getting the Caps games on NBC Washington. I'm getting Flyers games from NBC Philadelphia, and I'm getting Detroit games, and I'm getting like all these games from around the country that are on just random nights. And I can flip the game on, whatever game is on, any night that TV is on, or turn on the NHL network and just watch whatever they're doing. But I don't actually have to watch it.
Yeah.
Right. I just kind of listen to it, and for some reason, I've always found radio to be more interesting to me than sitting and watching.
Well, because you have to tell the story that way.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
use that visual.
Much more descriptive. So. And just to that point as well, I mean, speaking from as a fan, when I do watch games, if it's two teams that are playing, I'm not that interested in if the game's on, I mean, yeah, I may just zone out and all that, but that's why I always try to watch whatever the game is that night. If it's Edmonton playing Calgary, well, I'm going to be engrossed watching that game. You know, because it's the Battle of Alberta, but you've also got Connor McDavid going up against Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan. So I'm really interested in seeing that. You know, now with Toronto being such a wide open sort of offensive team, I watch their games more now, because they kind of put me in mind of in a way of what the 80s games were like. They're going to be high scoring. You don't want to miss anything, you know, yeah. Those ones. But I mean, if it's, you know, Arizona against Carolina, well, sorry. I mean, I'm probably, if that's the only game on, I may put it on, but I may not pay that much attention to it. You know,
no, you're right. I'm trying because I got the NHL package. That's my package. I'm trying to watch at least one game a night. So
yeah,
when I can. Buffalo 3-5-2.
Buffalo 3-5-2. The welcome to reality.
Oh, interesting, Johnny.
Still rebuilding.
I'm going to say one more thing about the last topic real quick. Okay. I think my problem with TV is that I actually am not able to see as much of the game as I do when I'm at the ice.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's my problem, is that everything's zoomed in so close that I can't actually see how plays develop or the skill of everything, you know,
like the nuances.
That's why I don't actually watch very much.
Yeah, it is a completely different experience.
Oh, yeah.
To watch a game live compared to watching it on TV. I mean, it doesn't matter what level. I mean, you know, I go to the Islander games here at Quebec Major Junior League. And, you know, as I said, yeah, it always strikes me at how different it is and much better experience to watch the games live in the arena than, you know, watching them on TV, you know, even though TV gives you a lot of different angles, a lot of them break down, they're telling you things, but you know, it's nice to just sit there and just watch the game, watch it unfold, nobody talking in your describing the action, and you can see everything, you know, how everything's unfolding for yourself.
And nothing's ever wide enough, though. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, everything has to be zoomed in close.
Yeah.
For Buffalo, I am also going to go reality. I think that they are probably on this path. They aren't as bad as they used to be, but they're not in the playoffs.
No.
They're as good once as they've ever been, though.
There you go.
Still more work to be done there. They're going to get better, but there's still more work to be done.
Yep, it's a reality for right now. Yeah. Boston 3-3-1. Johnny, reality or?
Oh.
Boston's a tough one.
God.
Especially with Rask out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
it's a tough one, yeah.
This is advantage push.
I like it.
I'm going to say that this is a mirage. I feel like they're going to get worse.
Oh.
I don't know what pieces they really have, and if Rask is already hurt this season, and Hudobin is he's still there, I think.
He's a boy.
Yeah, if he's heading into net, I don't know how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say mirage. I think they're going to be better. They've been walloped with a fair bit of injuries to start the season. I mean, they were without Bergeron, you know, for the first half dozen games. They were without Backes for several games. You mentioned, of course, Rask being out. Fortunately for him and the Bruins, he's expected back in, I believe, about a week, maybe less. So that's good news on that front. But, you know, yeah, I think Krejci's hurt again as well. So, yeah, injuries have taken a bite right now. I think they get healthier. They get some of these guys back and get healthy. I think we're going to see a better effort from them. They, you know, I like the young talent they've got. I like how they're transitioning as well. I mean, they, you know, they've got a good mix there, I think, with their veterans and the young kids they have. It's just a matter right now, just getting them veterans, those guys that are sidelined, getting them all healthy. And then I think you're going to see a much better effort from the Bruins.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a mirage. I think they're going to get better, but I also think they have a chance to get worse. So I think it's a push. Florida, 3-5-0. Lyle.
I think this is reality, guys. I think this is reality. And it's a damn shame. They've got, again, this is one of those teams that has the talent to be better than they are. And they were when Gerard Gallant was their coach, you know. Right now, like I said, they're going with a new guy behind the bench, and Bob Bugner. Now, maybe things will shake themselves out, but I'm not seeing any real improvement out of them this season. I've only seen a couple of their games, but I haven't seen anything that's shown a lot of improvement. They were one of the teams I was interested in watching, and so far I'm not seeing it.
Johnny?
I'm going to go with Lyle. I'm going to say reality, and I'm going to say that I wanted this team to be better than this. Mm-hmm.
I
feel like that they have so much young talent team is one of the teams that should be Toronto. They should be these teams that have all this young talent that is starting to put it together and who's playing fast. And they were exciting to watch last year. And I don't see it anymore. So maybe it's, Like you said, maybe it's the coaching change. Maybe I don't know, but you need to take the reins off the kids if that's what it really is and let them play hockey.
Yeah.
I think Owen Tippett gets sent back too. He needs a little more.
Yeah.
A little more seasoning.
I mean,
This is reality because I don't trust that blue line. For some reason, I don't trust that blue line, and I should trust it more. Mm-hmm. I don't trust it enough.
You'd think a blue line that's weird, you know, that's got guys like Yandel and Ekblad there that, yeah, you know. But
yeah, and I don't know what their goaltending is without Luongo. I don't know what their goaltending is with Luongo. So there's that. Finally, in the Atlantic, Montreal 2-6-1. Johnny,
I have a feeling that this is a mirage. I feel like this can get better. I feel like Carey Price can win games on his own, and has in the past. And maybe it's just early in the season. Maybe Galchenyuk gets his whatever together. You know, like all of this takes place. But, I mean, this team was better last year, and they lost, what, Radulov?
Radulov and Emelov? And Markov.
Or Markov, yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like they'll be better. I feel like they're better than this record.
Lyle?
Oh, I definitely agree with Johnny on that. This is a team that's better than their record right now. It piss poor start to without question, but they can get this back. You know, I you know, if you ask me who would I rather have on the team, Radulov or Drouin? Drouin, hands down. Okay. Drouin still got lots of upside. And I mean, we saw it last night, 2 assists. You know, he was among the key factors in that win. Radulov, meanwhile, he's got 4 points, 9 games with Dallas, and that chemistry we expected to see, you know, with the Stars playing with Ben and Sagan hasn't materialized. The loss of Markov hurt them more, I think, than anybody expected, because it took away an element of that puck moving element that they had back there. But again, I mean, when you got a goaltender like Price, you know, a blue line stud like Shea Weber and guys like Pacioretty and Drouin and Gallagher and yes, Galchenyuk when he's on his damn game, former 30 goal scorer. Then yeah, I think that this is a team that stands to be better. So definitely their record's a mirage right now.
I'm saying it's a mirage, but you can see the reality in it. You can see there's a reality. There's a partial reality in it.
I will say this. I think they're a playoff team, but they're no way a cup contending team. No, maybe Price steals an opening round series, depending on who they face, and then after that, see ya.
Yeah,
they got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, I like the upside that they have coming up.
Yeah,
I think they have a lot more prospects than they've had in years past that are developing well.
Yeah,
because how long have we heard about Michael McCarron? How long have we heard about Jacob De La Rose? Like how many these guys are finally getting to it?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the young crop of guys they have in their system now are doing, you know, a lot better. I mean, hell, Victor Mete is tremendous.
Oh my lord, he through this whole month, he's been the only real bright spot. You know, it's just his play, but he can't do it all on his own. But
no.
I mean, the kid's proven. You can pair him up with Weber, and he can hold his own. So like. Yeah, absolutely.
I think you get a lot more. I think Alzner just has to get a little bit more comfortable, and I think he'll be a big contributing factor.
Yeah,
down the road as well. All right, we might have to.
Réalité.
What the hell?
Réalité. Réalité.
Nice.
That was for our French listening fans.
Ah. Oh, perfect.
Réalité.
We can do a lightning round through the metro if we want, guys.
Or we can save it for next week if you want.
Or we can save it for next week. That works for me.
Yeah.
Lyle, we have any other things that we did not trip upon?
No, actually, I think we pretty much got her covered.
Like we said last week, early season blues, not really much.
Yeah.
Trades.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when it comes to trades, I mean, when we do see something, it's these small deals like we saw the Wings do, and that was something that was definitely done out of necessity for cap reasons. So,
Brooks Like getting signed by the Kings. I know he impressed them a lot during their camp, and I guess it only took, Jeff Carter having smashed the leg. But I'm not gonna lie, I've been fairly impressed with how the Kings have been playing this year.
Oh man, what a change. All it took was promoting John Stevens and adopting a more offensive style of game.
You know?
I mean they've turned it right around. I mean the talent was look at Dustin Brown for God's sake. It's been years since he's played this well offensively. Because for the last, 3-4 seasons, I mean, Daryl Sutter kept bouncing him around the lines, but he kept employing him as, you know, in more of a defensive role. And now it's like he's been liberated. I mean, he's on the top line with Kopitar. He's scoring again. They're a completely different team than what they were last season.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Lyle. Well, it's gonna be a short show for us tonight because we had some issues going on. So, we're gonna leave you here.
All righty.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week, and I appreciate you judging our Canadian / hockey country song contest.
You guys did better than I would have done. That's for darn sure.
Perfect. Well, we did the research. We put the legwork in.
There you go.
We're the ones who cared.
But remember, I'm the one who pulled a boy named Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah. I was just gonna say you probably wouldn't have given a shit enough to really do that. You would have been the mark of our group.
It's not a boot scoot and boogie, but it's up there.
It's up there. It's good. It's a good one. It's a good pool.
I'm not gonna lie. Every time that song has come up on my phone right now, that's all I can. And I've started singing it.
Nice.
So, like I'm singing in the car, and I'm like a boot scoot. And boogie.
You'll never hear that. Listen to that song the same way ever again. It'll always be that way.
Ever again.
And for that, we can thank Scotty.
Yes. You're welcome, everybody. All right, buddy. We will talk to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, guys. Have a great week. Take care.
You too, buddy. See ya. There he goes. Lyle Richardson, SpectrusHockey.net, HockeyNews.com, PI Guardian, and Island Guardian, and then Bleacher Report for the slideshows. But I will say this. Apparently, Jen's got her new Sporting News article coming up soon, and she might have a article with slideshows. So get ready for that on sportingnews.com. But first, Johnny P, give us some shout-outs.
Nice. Well, shout-out, Jen. Getting articles published and such. It's great work. I like it. I like all the slideshows. I like slideshows on slideshows. Make it happen. Rack it. What else? I'm going to give a diss to soccer right now. Bad. Soccer's over, though. No more refereeing. I'm still playing. Could have gone without getting hit in the head with the soccer ball. But yeah. Yeah. And a diss to technology as well right now, I think. Everything's still set up upstairs. Part of me wants to figure out why the microphone didn't work, and the other part of me just wants to say, screw it, I'm going to bed. And I think the screw it is going to win. So yeah, it is what it is. Whatever. But I will give a shout out to my cowboy hat. This thing's fantastic. This is the, Jason Aldean version of the cowboy hat. It has, if you can see right there, not sure if you can see that, but it says it's got Jason Aldean right there in the middle of it. Fits me well. Fits me well. Looks fantastic. I need to break this out more often, not just for Canadian country.
Yeah, I think it's a good summertime look, brother. Not gonna lie to you.
I mean, this is Glenn Burnie through and through. DC United jacket or GC United jersey. If I was wearing my Ravens jersey right now with my cowboy hat, I couldn't get more Glenn Burnie.
Oh no, you really couldn't.
Unless I was doing the show from Frankston.
Ooh, I'm sure we can get in the dart room. Be even better.
Wow, with the dark guy.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. Who has his own fucking show? What a joke.
Yeah, we talked to that. That's fucking...
I'm out.
Woof, fucking memes.
On that note.
Yeah. Diss to the dark guy. No, you know what? Shout out to the dark guy. Diss to TSN programming. Like, you couldn't find anybody else qualified to do that? I don't blame the guy for getting money, but Jesus Christ. Come on, marketing people. Shout out to Nick Ellis of the Bakersfield Condors, the Millersville, Maryland native, AA County representing AHL Player of the Week. Dun, 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 dun. So, Millersville zone going ham in the AHL. Shout out to little, some Swamp Rabbit Taki. Sure, why not? A little Swamp Rabbit Ski there. Shout out to, Hockey Cards. Shout out to, Jen, who's doing some stuff and things. And, shout out to Patreon, because I'm setting that up right now. So I'm kind of setting it up, doing some things, and it should be live probably by next week. So every other podcast has a Patreon. Why the hell should we not have a Patreon?
Agreed.
Even if it's like $1 and $5, I'm sure you guys can maybe spare with $1 a month. We'll see how it goes. We'll put it up. Stay tuned to all our social medias.
You can mail me $1.
Exactly. We can do that. That's essentially, we had the, you know what's funny? I think about it. We had the most archaic Patreon.
True.
Where people
we had like Pony Express Patreon.
Johnny back in the day had people send him $1 and it worked. And then but he lived in Fells Point, and Fells Point happened. Were you in Fells Point or were you in the city?
I was in Canton.
Oh, Canton.
Yeah, I was in the city. I was in Canton. That was when we gave away all our Face Off Hockey Show shirts to the homeless.
That's true. Or to
dealers.
Or to a hip hop community. Who's to say?
Who knows? I've yet to see one in Baltimore though, but the day that I see somebody wearing a Face Off Hockey Show in Baltimore, I'm gonna know it's and I'm gonna laugh.
That's not one of our friends.
No, right. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I'm just gonna laugh. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna think that's fantastic. Of all the things that you could steal out of somebody's car, you steal promotional items with their logo on it.
Yeah. Was that the bigger than Texas shirts? The red ones?
Yeah, it was all the red ones I lost.
Damn. I never got a red one. I got a gray one somewhere, and I have a blend.
I don't own a Face Off Hockey Show shirt.
I know. You gave them all away. I was surprised by that.
Yep. I still have the jerseys, though. Jerseys and such.
Yeah, I have the jersey. I have the jersey, just the singular one.
Well, our jersey, but then I have the Deadeye one, and I have the Face Off Hockey Show one that you guys played in the tournament.
Oh, shit, that's right. I do have that. I have that one. I have the Deadeye one. So, I guess I do have those. Oh, well. Anyway, folks, that's it. That's all. We're done. For Johnny P., Mark with a C, who was an hour ago, and me, Scotty Waz, take care of yourself and someone else. Guess what, guys? Stay tuned. It's FaceoffHockeyShow.com. It's part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Check us out on Facebook, FOHS Radio. Check us out on Twitter, Face Off HGKY Show. Check us out on, that's it. That's all we have, I think. Pretty sure. That's it. So that's it. That's all. Until next week, kids, we will talk to you then. Till then, peace.
Things are going fine, till that one Johnny Rocket was a kid from the suburbs, always at the beach, rocking a constant sunburn, child prodigy, until he hurt his knee. At the hospital with the drip of the morphine, wasn't his fault, it was a circumstance, addictive personality, he had no